Mishnah Yisayr even Perik Ches is learned Lilu Nishmas Zorarel Kibas Reb Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away on Achrin Shul Pesach Hey Alofim Tavshin Ayin. The Mishnah Yis is learned to benefit her soul Tehen Nishmosu Tzrur Betzrei Rachayim. Perik Ches Mishnah Aleph in Masechta Erevin. Keitzad Mishtatfim B'Tchumim. How do you make an Erev Tchumim in partnership? Maniach Es HaChavis. One places a barrel of wine Va'omer, and he says Harezeluch, this barrel of wine should be for all the people that live in the city. Whoever wishes to go to the home of the morning, or to a meal which is a mitzvah, should have a part in this barrel of wine for Erev. Whoever who accepted upon himself Erev Shabbos while it was still day, that he's going to rely on this Erev, Mutar, he's permitted to go on Shabbos through this Erev. What happens after he already, Shabbos has already darkened, it's become Shabbos already, so then, since he did not know before Shabbos about this Erev, he's not allowed to go, he's not allowed to use this Erev, he can't go further through this Erev. She'ein ma'arvim b'shetachshach, because Shabbos, after it becomes dark, you cannot make an Erev Tchumim. Says Bartanur, Keitzad, how do you participate in the Tchumim? So he makes a barrel, and he says this is for entire people of the city, whoever is going to go to the Beis Ovel, Chol Mishiel Beis Ovel v'chulu. The mili the mitzvah ninu, because these are matters of mitzvah. V'kaimelon, and we know the halacha is em arvin ruvet chumim el dvar mitzvah, that we do not do the erev chumim only for the purpose of a mitzvah. V'chol mishe kibel olav mibayid yom, anybody who accept upon himself while daytime lismech al erev zeh, to rely on this erev is mutter. But mishe chashecha osur. But at night time, it's no good. That is only true if they did not notify him while it was daytime. If they notified him while it's still daytime, even if he had not yet accepted upon himself to rely on this Erev, for sure, from before Shabbos, only after Mishach HaShecha, then it's mutter. Then it is permissible to use this Erev and go where he needs to go. Mishnah Beis, Kama Hu Shiyure, how much is the amount of food or drink for an Erev Tuchumim? Mozen Shtei Sudas L'Kol Echod, the meal of two, food for two meals for every individual. Mezoyne L'Choyl, the food as a person eats in the weekday, V'loy L'Shabbos, and not the meal, not a Shabbos meal. Because Shabbos a person eats more and the food is tasty. Divrei Rav Meir, that's the opinion of Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Shuda says, the Shabbos, as it's two meals for the Shabbos. V'loy l'chol, not for the weekday. Because Shabbos, he needs to eat three meals, he actually eats each meal less. V'zem is kavna l'hokil. Both Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda were intending to make it easier that it should be sufficient smaller meals. Rabbi Yechanan ben Breike says mikikor bepundyan, the bread that was which can be purchased for a pundyan, ma'arba soin besela, when you sell four saw of wheat for a sela. So that bread is the size of six eggs. That is the two meals that you have to place for an Erev Tchumim. Rav Shimon says, Shtei Yodis, two parts, the Kikor Misholosh Lekav. From the bread that you make, three breads for a Kav. That means that the bread is a third of a Kav, which is the size of about eight eggs, which is two thirds of the bread. This is like five eggs and a little more. That is the two sudas of the Ruvet Chum. Chetzio, a half of Rabbi Yochanan's bread and a half of Rabbi Shimon's bread. Lebeis HaMenuga, that if one went into a house which has a plague and he stood there as long that you can eat a meal, then his garments become tummy. So that meal that he has to be able to eat there, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, this suda is bread. It has to be the size of three eggs. According to Rav Shimon, the Suda's bread is four eggs. The Chotzi Chetzia, and half of the half of bread, is Lifshul HaSagviya, to disqualify the body, that if one who eats such food, which is tamei, so his body becomes disqualified from eating truma. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the person has to eat the size of tuma, the size of an egg and a half. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it's the size of two eggs. So the Mishnah says, how much is the shear for the tchum? Mozin shtei sudes l'kol echad, the food for two meals for each individual who wants to have his place over there, so he should go to tchum Shabbos from there. Since he acquires his resting place over there in the place of the chum, he has to place their food that he needs for Shabbos. So there was a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says the food for the weekday and not the food for Shabbos, meaning not so much food. And Rabbi Yehuda says the food for Shabbos and not for the weekday. And the Gemara and the Mishnah says zev zev miskamnim lahokim. They were both intending to be lenient. Rabbi Meir says Shabbos ochel inish tvei. On Shabbos, a person eats more. Mishum debosim tavshile, because the food is very tasty. But Rabbi Yehuda Savar and Rabbi Yehuda holds ki when the Shabbos ochil shalish seudos, since he eats on Shabbos three meals, ain't a marbel echel b'chol seudos, he doesn't eat in each meal a lot. Ubeis seudos shel choil have tvei mebeis seudos shel Shabbos, and the two meals of the weekday would be more than two meals of the of Shabbos. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't have to prepare two meals of the weekday. He only has to bring two meals of the Shabbos. And according to Rabbi Meir, because he thinks people eat a lot on Shabbos, so he says, no, you don't have to bring the meals of Shabbos, you bring the meals of weekday, because each one wants to be more lenient. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike, he says that mikikar bepunyan medalat soim besela. Kiker bepunyan. He says, kiker halokuach, that is a loaf that is brought bepunyan, for a punyan. So he says, kishemoichrim dalad soin chitim b'lisela, when you sell four saw of wheat for one sela. So v'dalad soin, four soin, hein chov dalad kavin. So that's 24 kavin. So that means that the sela gets them for 24 kavin. But sela is chov dalad moin. So the sela is 24 moin. So nimsa, so it comes out, kav l'chol moa, then a kav is for each moa. So nimtza kav l'chol moa, so for each kav, you pay a moa. V'ha moa, and the moa is shnei pundyan. And the moa is two pundyan. Hare kikar hanimkar bishuk bipundyan. So then the kikar, which is sold in the marketplace for a pundyan, hu chatzi kav. So that's a half a kav, half a kav of wheat. V'achen v'ni lekeach hachetzi lizchar ho'afiyah v'atchina, and the chemini takes the other half of the kav as a payment for baking and for grinding. So it turns out that kikar halakuach min chemini bepunyan. So it turns out that the kikar which is bought from the chemini for a punyan, who reva kav, it's only a quarter of a kav. Because it is really a half a kav, but then a half he gives away, takes it for himself, so he only gives a quarter of a kav. A quarter of a kav, shehein, vav, beitzim. So a quarter of a kav is six, size of six eggs. Shehakav, because the full kav is chav dalet beitzim, is 24 eggs. Vehein, and the vav beitzim is a shiur, beis sudah shel eruv. Those are the amount of the two meals for an eruv, the divrei, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike, according to the Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike, v'alocha kemoise, the alocha remains like Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike. Rabbi Shimon, he is memayit b'shir. He makes the shir smaller than the six eggs. V'aymer, and he says shedai le'erev, that it's sufficient for the erev b'shtei yodis l'kikar, b'shtei yodis shel kikar, shel gimul kikres l'kab. So two parts of the kikar of kikras, where there is three kikras for a kav. So a kikar sholem, a whole kikar sholches beitzim, is shlishis a kav, is a third of the kav. a kicker, a whole kicker of 8 beitzim is a third of a kav, because a kav is 24 beitzim, as we said before. So if you have 3 kikris in a kav, so it's 3 times 8 is 24. So that means that a full loaf would be of, if you make 3 in a kav, a full loaf would be of 8 beitzim, 8 eggs. Now you need 2 parts of that. So that means that is a little bit more, that is 5 beitzim, because can actually, because if you have 2.5 each, then you'd have 7.5. Actually, it's a little bit more. That's why the Yosef to get to 8. So a third of these 3 kikris lekav will be hay beitzim and more. Have a beis suda. So that is 2 meals, as opposed to the 6 beitzim that we said before, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Brekke. It says chatzi lebeis hamenuga. Half of it goes for a beis hamenuga. Stamas nisini. This is a nameless mishnah. Vachi gomar, and this is what he says: chatzi kiker sholem. A half of this whole loaf sheshidu boy that they measured, that they asked, that they measured bein lemar or bein lemar, whether to this one or that one. Who shiur? That is the amount that she is beis hamenuga that you have to delay, wait in the house that has a leprosy. Shanichnas lebayis sheyesh bo negat tzaraas. One who enters a house that has a leprosy, afal pishu tomei miyad, even though he becomes immediately tomei, ein neton kibbutz begodim, he does not require washing the garments at sheyisha, until he stays in the house of menuga kidei achilo, as it takes to eat. Chatzi kiker zu, and half of this kiker is havi kidei achilo, that is the time of eating. According to Bechem Rekha, says a whole kikar havi reiv akav, it's a quarter of a kav, shem shisha beitzim, which is 6 eggs, nimtzu chatzi, then it comes out half of it is gimel beitzim. Vuhu pras de bekula gemara, that's called achilas pras, a piece. A piece means a 3 beitzim, a half of 6. What if Shimon da omar kikar sholem husha shlishis akav, then a kikar sholem is a third of a kav, shehem ches beitzim. Having chetzio, so half of the eight beitzim is dalal beitzim, is 4 eggs. Vuhu pras de bekula gemara libe de Rav Shimon. That is the pras in the old gemara according to Rav Shimon, is the size of 4 eggs. According to Rav Yehuda, is 3 eggs. Va'af al gav de Rav Shimon sover. Even though Rav Shimon holds the bekikar sholem, yesh gimul sudeis, that there is 3 meals in a kikar sholem. Because he's not saying that you have a whole kikar. He's saying 2 things. First, he says that there is 3 kikars in the kav, as opposed to the 4 kikars. But he's also saying you don't use the 1 kikar as the Tchum Shabbos. You use 2/3 of that 1 kikar, which is a third of the kav, as the Shtei Desayu Komar, Rav Shimon Dahavi Shtei Sudas, that is 2 meals. So if you need a chetzi, you need the size of ochila, that should be not a half of a third of a kav, of a kikar, of a kikar, which is a third of a kav. It should be a half from the 2/3 of the kikar, which is a third of a kav. So the gotar baitat batanuna hanimili be'eruv. This is only spoken about the eruv. That 2/3 is enough. The niskavnu boi lahokil, that they intended to be lenient. The ain tzorich shtei suda shleimus, and it doesn't require a complete full meal. Avo b'chol duchti, but in all places, svira leila Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds the ain suda pachos mechatzi kikar shoshlish takav. You need a half a kikar of a third of a cup. Uba inan she yisha, and we need him to stay in the bayis hamenuga. The time that it takes to eat a half of this loaf, shem dalal beitzim, which is the size of 4 eggs, and then chatzi chetzio, half of the half, lifshel sagavia, to disqualify the body. The oichel oichlim tameim ki chatzi pras, one who eats tomatik food, half of a pras of broken lifshel gufei midrabanan, then his body has become disqualified midrabanan melechel betruma for eating truma. The chatzi pras, the half of a pras, have a bayo mechza li Rabbi Yechonim and Breke. According to Rabbi Yechonim, it's a bayo mechza, because a kikar, according to him, is 6. A half is 3, and a half of a half is 1.5. And ubeis beitzim and Rabbi Shimon, but according to Rabbi Shimon it's two, because according to him a kikar is 8, and a half is 4, and a half of a half is 2. Mishnah Gimel. Anshei chotzer, the people that live in the yard, v'anshei mirpeses, the people that live on the porch. And he has a porch which is has many doors that open up. So there's like a long porch that goes around and around the house, and there's many doors open up to the porch, and from the porch you would go down with steps, and with the steps you'd go into the yard, and from the yard into the street. They forgot and they did not make an Erev together. So the people from the yard made a separate Erev, and the people from the porch upstairs, they made a separate Erev. They didn't make it together. All items that are in the yard, whether it's a mountain or it's a post, if it's 10 tefachim high, and from the porch to the to the mountain, to the heap over there, or to the post, is not 10 tefachim, limer peset. So that belongs to the porch. So the people from the porch, they are permitted to use that, and the people from the yard are not permitted to use that. Pachos mekan, but if the heap or the pile is less than 10 tefachim lachotzer, then that belongs to the yard also, and also to the upstairs, also to the porches. So then both of them are not permitted to use, not the the heap and not the post, if they did not make an Erev altogether. Chulias haboir, if they dug a pit and then the earth that they took out from the pit, they put it around the pit, so now together it's 10 tefachim. Vasela gvoim asor tefachim, or a stone which is 10 tefachim high, let me pass it, that belongs to the porch. Pachos mekan, if it's lower than 10 tefachim lachotzer, that belongs to the yard. So both of them are not allowed to use it, since they didn't put an Erev together. But medvar amurim, when is this word said, that if something is 10 tefachim, it belongs to the porches? Bismucha, when it's close to the porch. Abu mufleges, but if it's distant from the porch, even if it's 10 tefachim high, lachotzer, that belongs to the yard. And both of them are not allowed to use it if they did not make an Erev together. What is considered close? If it's not 4 tefachim distant. Says the Mishnah, says Bartanura, that anshi chotzer v'anshi mirpeset, the people of the yard and the people of mirpeset. Mirpeset is a mokum gavoya, that's an elevated place, b'chotzer habayis, in the courtyard of the house. V'arbe pischa aliyis, there's many doors of the upper stories, psuchim, are opened into that porch. The kulam yoytzim besulam echad, they all go out with one ladder lachotzer into the yard, umimeno l'rishus rabbe, from the yard to the public area. Ba'afo pikei, nevertheless, in Eisrim, they do not prohibit hoyul umirpeset gavaya yud, since that porch is high 10 tefachim, they don't aser. Ubilvad sheyarvu bnei mirpeset la'atzmam b'mirpeset, conditional, provided that the people that live on the porch, they make an Erev by themselves b'mirpeset. That makes them a foot that is permitted in the place. So if they are permitted to walk in their place, and the fact that they have a dris is a regal, they can go through the regular yard, they don't answer it, as we learned before. So what happens that sheshokhu v'lo irvu? That means they didn't make an Erev together. Each one made an Erev for themselves. So now the question is, so they don't answer one another, but the question is, who do the items in the chotzer, who do they belong to? Who has the right to carry? Kol shegavaya yud. Im yesh bechotzer tail, if there is a heap in the yard, oyomud, or a pillar, gavaya, which is tall, samuch lemirpeset, which is close to the porch. Ve'em mirpeset gavaya min ha'amud hasoro. And the mirpeset isn't higher than that pillar 10. The nichatash mishta that makes it easier to use the amud, the nichatash mishta amud, it's easier to use the pillar, the b'nei mirpeset, to the people that are in the mirpeset, Then the Rishus Merpeset should let us buy. Then the domain of the porch rules of it. They can use it, but not the people of the yard. But Pachos Mekan, if it is less than 10 Tfachim, if the heap or the pillar is lower than 10 Tfachim, then that heap and that Avlo Chotzer Kamer. It means Avlo Chotzer Kamer. Meaning, it doesn't mean that it's only the Chotzer. Sheshter Rishus Shelter Boy. That both of them have a right to it. So if they did not make a native, they'll both be also. So if it belongs also to the Chotzer, it doesn't mean only to the Chotzer. In all these cases, it will also belong to the Chotzer, and therefore, Sheshter Rishus Shelter Boy. Because both properties have rule or dominance over this, Hamir Peset v'Hachotzer, both the porch and the yard. And if they haven't made an erev together one with another, Shnei Masurim Boy, they'll both be prohibited. What is the din of Chulya Saboir? The heap of the pit. Sva Saboir Shalmaila, the lip of the pit that is above. Which means after they put around the heap around it, im gevoya sora min hachotzer, if it is 10 tvachim from the chotzer, reshus mirpeset shelut boy, then the property, the domain of the porch rules over it. The condition is that the pit needs to be full up till the upper lip. Bidvarim shasurim also lutaltel b'Shabbos, from things that cannot move on Shabbos. The hashta I efsher, now it's not possible that the choser megova, that it will not it will lose its height. Dumya the sela shein choser, similar to the rock which is not going to be missing. Vari yishove lekarki samir peset, and it's equal to the floor of the mirpeset, which is high, which is not fucking high. I believe may not bore mole, but if the pit is not full, or yafilu mole mitvarim shefer lichach mem b'Shabbos, or if it is full, but it's samay, you can take a Shabbos, you can take it away. Kikivon di kichosara asiri, when it will be lacking. It will be osur, kiloi chosra nami asiri, even without lacking, even if not, it's also osur. Therefore, if the merpes and chotzer did not combine, shnei masurim boy, they will be both asur. It seems like the heap, the chulyas haboyir, the tent fochim, has to be from the ground, not combined with the hole. It has to be from the ground, and the floor, the chotzer, is equal with the floor of the top of the chulya, the top of the sand is equal to the floor of the mirpeset, and that's why it belongs to the mirpeset, and that's why we need the boyer, the pit itself, to be full, because if it could be moved, or even the, if it could be moved, or it's moved, or it could be moved, it's also no good. So that means that the floor of that chulya is more than 10 tvachim from the floor of the mirpeset. Because now the pit goes down. So I don't think, we're not trying to make it 10 between the combination use we had before, a chulya between the hole together with the heap. We want it to be just 10. We're not talking b'chlal about the boir over here, we're really talking just about the chulya. And we're saying that the we want to make sure that the bottom of the chulya is not 10 tvachim, is not more than 10 tvachim from the from the bottom of the mirpeset, because if it's lower, then it's not shaychus to the mirpeset, but it's shaychus to both of them, and then there would be osur. I think that's the pshat. I'm not sure. We'll go weiter. Afilu gavoyha asora tvachim lechotzer. That is, if it's distant from the chotzer, from the mirpeset, so even if it's 10 tvachim high, it belongs to the chotzer. So it means lechotzer af lechotzer. Kemoy the mirpeset means also to the chotzer, just like the mirpeset, which name asurim boy, and they both be prohibited im la'irvu zeim zeh, if they haven't made an eruv one with the other. Mishnah Dalet, anoisin es eruvay bebayis shar. One who places the eruv of the yard in the beis shar, in that small little house which is in the which is by the top, by the door, that's made for the guard to watch there. Or he places the eruv in achsadro mirpeset, in a kind of a porch, or a place made with four posts without a roof, without walls, porch, some kind, ain't eruv, that's not considered eruv. But dor sham, and the person who lives there, lives either in the beis shar or in the mirpeset or the achsadra, an open porch, and he didn't give an eruv. Eino yisraelov. He does not prohibit the people of the yard. Beis hateven, if you put the eruv in a room where they keep the straw there, beis hambakar, or in a room where, in a stable where the animals stay, ubebeisa eitzim, or in the storage place where he stores the wood, ubebeisa eitzreis, or in the house which you hold the grain, harizahiruv, then it is a good eruv. Vadorsham, and the person who lives in one of these places, and he did not participate with the eruv, oyser, he prohibits on everybody. Rabbi Yehuda says that if in the house, the only ones that live there is the owner from the yard. The yard, only owner, and one other person that rented from the owner a house to live in, and they did not place an eruv together. Im yeshem tfisas yachav al habayis, if the owner has a right to hold his vessels in the rented house, it's as if the whole yard belongs to the owner, and therefore in oyser alav, it does not prohibit on the Baal HaBayis. The Bar Tanura, Hanoisim es Eruvei, one who gives his Eruv, we're talking about Eruv Chatzeres, and he places the Eruv Chatzeres in Beis Shar. So the Bar Tanura, that Mokim Samuch L'Shar HaChatzer, it's a place which is close to the gate of the yard, Uregim Ma'ishiv Shom Shomer, and there is a custom to place there a guard, Shalei Konsum Nei Shusarab L'Chatzer, so that the people of the public area, public places, should not come into the yard, vador shom. So that's not an eruv. And same thing, achsad mirpeset. And vador shom, one who lives there, beis shar shebechotzer, in that house with the gate which is in the yard, ein oisra bala chotzer. He does not prohibit on the owner of the chotzer to, without an eruv, to him to allow to walk there. Vein tzorich litein as hapas, and he doesn't have to give bread. Lav dirhi, that's not considered a dwelling place. But what happens if it's in the straw house, in the stable, in the wood storage, or the grain storage? That is considered an eruv. Vador shom, he places the eruv there. Vador shom, oyser alav, and the one who lives there would prohibit upon him to carry. Im hishil bal habayis beis hateven shaloi, if the owner lends out his straw house to live there, so then it would prohibit upon him, since it is open to the yard, and that's considered like having another person there, and you need an eruv. Im yeshom tfisas yachav al habayis, if the owner has grabbing of a handle in the balabais, which means that the owner has, she has the balabais mokem bidiros yeshel zeh, that the balabais has a place in that one's dwelling place. You know, he's a shom kelev latzniyom. The owner pulls his vessels there to hide him there. In osir alav, then the other person does not prohibit on him. The davke exchange shom the yurim achedim, only if there is no other people living there. Avlim yeshom the yurim achedim, but if there's other people live there, osir aleihem, he does prohibit on them. The ekonami, because it also proved to you that it's only by one diktoni in oyser olav, olav ain't oyser. He doesn't prohibit on him. Aval al diyurim achirim oyser, but on other tenants he would prohibit. Avo pishal balabayis idev imohim. And even if the balabayis made an aid with the other tenants, but this guy didn't, he would aser them. V'im hakelim halolu shenoisen shom balabayis. If these vessels that the balabayis places over there, hem dvorim anitolim b'shabbos, are something that are moved on Shabbos, ein zu tfisas yad, that's not called the tfisas yad. V'oiser olav, that would, in it, he does prohibit, that person living there would prohibit. The boy shokiluhu, v'shaduluhu abroi, because if he wants, he can take it, and he can place it outside. And therefore, the balabais will not have any right to go in there, so he's not a partner, he's not a part of that house. Aloha ke Rabbi Yehuda, aloha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that if you have a tfisas yad, then the person does not aser upon you. But I said before, he only says it when there's only on the balabais, but not on other people that are living there. Mishnah Hey, Aminiyach Beisoy, when one leaves his house, V'holach Lishbeis Biracheres, and he wants to spend Shabbos in another city, Echad Oivet Gilulim V'Echad Yisrael, so whether a non-Jew or another Jew, Hareza Oyser, he will prohibit the people of the yard. Divra Meir, that's the people of Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Einai Oyser, but he does not prohibit. Rabbi Yehuda said, Oivet Gilulim, that a non-Jew, because he can come on Shabbos, Oyser, then he prohibits. But Yisrael, a Jew, Eina Oyser, does not prohibit, Sheinderech Yisrael Lovet B'Shabbos, because it's not the custom for a Jew to come on Shabbos. Shimon Eimer, if Shimon says, Afilu Hiniach Beisei, even if he left his home, Bolach Lish Beisei, and he went to hold Shabbos, Eitzel Bita by his daughter Beisei, here in that same city, Eina Oyser, so he does not prohibit, Shekvar Hisiyah Melibe, because he had already removed from his heart his place of his house. So it's as if he doesn't live there because his mind is not on that place. We see the Bartanura. So what happens? The person leaves his house and he goes to another city. So now, what's the status with that house over there, with that people? So he says, whether it's a Yid or it's a non-Jew, Hareza Oyser. That house, the ownerless, the unoccupied house would prohibit. The Dira B'le Bayil Mishmo Dira, a house, a dwelling place without its owners, is still considered a dwelling place. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Eina Oyser, it does not prohibit, because the Lav Shmo Dira, because that's not called a dira, so it doesn't prohibit. Rabbi Yossi says, "Avigulum oyser yisrael enayser." Rabbi Yossi nami svirli says the Batanura. He also holds lavsh medira. It's not called a dira. Mi oivet gilulim oyser, an oivet gilulim prohibits shem yove b'shabbos, because he might come on Shabbos, and that's why even when he's not there, we still asers everybody carrying, because it's maybe his dira. It's going to be a dira. Mashenken dein derech Yisrael, love it be Shabbos. And Allah can be Yisrael, Allah is like Rabbi Yisrael. That Rabbi Gilulim is Yisrael, but not a Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon came and said, I feel a person goes to his daughter, Eitzel Bita, in that same city. Dav ke Bita, it's specifically his daughter, David, inish the dayim chasonai, because a person is destined, is made to live with his son-in-law, Abu Benoy. But his son, Ein Odom Asir, died to be based. A person doesn't give up from his house, Lodur Eitzel Benoy, to live with his son. Shemot Tiskoitet Kalosi Imei, because his daughter-in-law might fight with him. Vietz, and then he'll go out. So in that case, if he goes to his daughter, then he's not Asir, because he already decided not to come back, and the halacha is like Reb Shimon, that even if he goes even to his daughter's house and goes to that same city, he doesn't aser. Mishnevo, Bershu Mishnei Chatzeres, a well that is in between two yards, and half of the well is in one yard, the other half in the other yard. And Mimalim Menav Shabbos, you cannot draw from it on Shabbos if the two yards have not made an air together. And Leimkein, unless also Le Mechitza, you made a wall, Gavoya Seret Tfachim, which is 10 Tfachim high, Ben Milmaila, whether 9 Tfachim is over the water and 1 Tfach is in the water, Ben Milmata, whether the 9 Tfachim is in the water and 1 Tfach is above the water, Ben Mitech Oignei, whether the entire 10 Tfachim is over the water, doesn't actually touch, was it by the doesn't actually touch the floor, still it's a good wall, as if it was standing on the ground, and each yard can draw the water from their side. Shimon Gamliel, I met Shimon Gamliel says, Bishamai and Bishilel argue about this. Bishamai, I mean, Bishamai say Milmato, the wall needs to be in the water. The wall may be over the water. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda said, that let this thin wall that you make for the well, gedolah, shouldn't be greater or better than a thick wall which is in between the 2 yards. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the wall that separates the 2 yards, even if it's not in the well, nevertheless, since it splits the 2 yards, it can also split the water. So each one of them can draw the water that's in his side. Says the Bar Tanura, if you have a well in between 2 yards, half the well in this one, half in the other one, you cannot draw from it, because this one is drawing from his friend's property, and it's prohibited if they haven't made an eruv. If the yards have not made an eruv one another, so you make a mechitza, unless you make a mechitza which is 10 tefachim high, bein mil milo, whether the mechitza is above shahu you tisha tefachim shal mechitza lemaila min amayim, that 9 tefachim mechitza were above the water, betefach echad meshuka b'mayim, and 1 tefach is soaked in the water, bein mil mato, whether the make it below shahu you tisha tefachim meshukoy mitech amayim, that you have 9 tefachim sunken in the water, betefach echad dir mil milo, and 1 tefach is seen above. And bein mitech oignei, or whether tech oignei, which means apa pishen amechitza negaz b'mayim, klal, the wall is hanging over the well, but it doesn't touch the water at all. The kula sheikilu chacham, and there's a leniency that chacham were lenient b'mayim with water. The amrin that we're going to say gudachis mechitza, that we're going to lower the wall. Ubelvat shethei b'toich oigen haboir, but provided that it has to be within the oigen, the dug out area of the boir, shetira kafsoka should be seen like an interruption. So then we had the machlokes in Beshama Besilel, whether the wall has to be inside, or Beshama Zimamata Besilel said it has to be milmailo. And Rabbi Yehuda came and said that it can be even hanging over the top, not going into the side at all. So the Bar Tanura, that it shouldn't be better than minakoysel shebeneim shemavsekes benachatzedus, that it interrupts in between yards. Umavsekes al pnei aboyer, that would interrupt on top of the pit. Vafal pishen nechnasas techayunek, even it doesn't go inside the oigen, meaning the hole, the dugout over there into the pit. But vein aloche kerabbi Yehuda, aloche is not like Rabbi Yehuda, that you need to go and has to go inside of the oigen in order to qualify as a mechitza for that well. Mishnah Zayin, amas hamayim, a well of water sheveres bechotzer, which goes through the yard, ein memalim mena b'shabbos, you cannot draw from it from the well on Shabbos, aliim kei, unless also the mechitza gvaser tefachim, you made a wall which is 10 tefachim high, b'knisa v'yitzia, by the entrance of the water and by the exit of the water. And the wall is made in the well. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Koysel shal gabo," the wall of the yard, which is over the water, tod mishem mechitza, that is counted as a wall to the water. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, said Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'is Abba Moshe Shel Ovel, it happened in the city of Ovel that there was a well, an Omar, there was a well of water, and it went through the yards, and in these yards they would draw the water from the well. Apis came in Shabbos, based on the on Shabbos by the elders, they would see and they said that you're allowed to. So they said to him, Chama said to him, to Rabbi Yehuda, because in the depth and in the width of the water there wasn't the amount that it should be a separate rishus. Therefore, they allowed them to draw the water. This is the Bar Tanura, Ama Samai, a well of water. Filu b'rishus yochid karmelisi. Even in a private place, it's a karmelis. So therefore, also lo mechitza, unless you made a mechitza, gavoya sorat vachem, biitzia, betoich oignoi, in the dugout, al pnei rochbo, on the width, shunike shebishvila mayim nase, so you can tell that it was made for the water. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't need it in the oignoi, you can just the wall on top. So Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ma'aseh ba'omer shel Ovel, shem ha'ir. Omer shel Ovel was the name of the city. It would pass through that Omer, would pass through in the yards. U'malim menu b'chatzeres, and they would fill up from him in the yards. The mahaniyah, the mechitzes koisel, so it helped for these Omers, the walls of the wall at Luisel would hang over it because he didn't make any new walls. It was wall for the yard for the chotzer." But they don't go inside, you can't tell. But Rabbi Yehuda Taimei, the polygnami aboyer. And Rabbi Yehuda follows his reasoning in the previous Mishnah, who also argues about a pit. He holds that you don't need the walls to go inside the pit. Is not like him. Because the Chum said, they didn't have the measurement of a kardis. Either it wasn't deep tent or it wasn't wide fort. The water do not become a separate entity, a property, a domain to be considered a karmelis. Only if they were deep ten tefachim and they're wide four. What happens if they made in the entrance, not in the exit? That does not at all. Why? Because that's connected to the water that's outside the bitzia. And everything becomes a karmelis. Also, if they make it an outside and not in the entrance, it also doesn't help. Because that is connected to the water above, which is outside of this yard. That helps it. It seems like they start here, they finish here, you have its own walls, and that's the way to permit to draw from that well. Mishnah Ches, Gzutra Shilamayla Min Amayim, a board, which is like a porch, comes out of the wall over the water. So then you're not allowed to draw from the water on Shabbos to pull it onto the board, onto the porch. Only unless you made around the board a wall, which is 10 Tvachim, whether on the top over the board, ben mil mato, or whether below the board. Likewise, two porches that go out from the wall, zulu mailo mazu, one porch above the other one, and by the upper board there are other people living there, and by the other board they have different floors, different people living on the different porches, one on top of the other. And when both of these people also lil yaina, they made a partnership, a wall for the other, for the upper porch, for the upper board that sticks out, the upper porch. But they did not make a wall for the bottom board. So both residents are prohibited to draw water through these, from the porch, from the well, Achi Arvu, unless they make an Erev together. But if you made a wall to the bottom porch and not to the upper one, they're also going to be prohibited to draw water until they make a nerv. It says the Bar Tanura, Gezutra, that's Kein Daf, it's some like a board, a Mokka Mekura, or a covered place, a porch, a Yetzim Rishus HaYochid, which goes out of the private place, and it protrudes over the water. So it says about the nurut, the gizutra is kein dafe moke mekura. It's either a board or a place with a roof over it. Hayotzim rishus hayochid, goes out of the rishus yochid. Ubel lagabe amayim, and it protrudes over the water. So then we say that you cannot fill from it in Shabbos unless you make a mechitza kol svivus hagizutra, all around the board, the porch, or around a hole which would be 4x4, that would be engraved in the middle of the board, then we would say good achis mechitza, that the walls that are around will go up around the nekev, the walls will go up, and you cannot draw the water. That means that you make like a hole inside the gizutra, inside of the porch, in the middle of the porch you make a hole in there, and then around that hole you put up walls, over there we're going to say that we're going to look at those walls as if they go all the ways down to the water. Bein milmailo, whether he put those walls above the hole that he made on the board, bein milmato, or he makes it below the porch, below the board, so that the four walls are underneath the hole. But Rambam explains milmato, meaning al hamayim, that's on the water, kineged nekev hagizutra, opposite the hole of the gizutra. Damrinan kud asik, because we will look at the walls that go up the walls up to the nekev, kiilu hagiu hamechitza, as if the walls reached the nekev shebe gizutra, to the hole that's in the board on the porch, shememal minan, that you fill from it. So either way, those walls will qualify, make it a shusa yochid, and you can draw from there the water. Then he says the same thing would be which takes zutra zu lemaila mizu, one on top of the other. Benekev shemimalim bimenu bel yoina, and the hole that you fill from it on the top one also. That means that the hole benekev shemimalim bimenu, that the hole that you fill through that hole, you fill up the water, is bel yoina, is on the top one, not in the bottom one. So then, osu lel yoina, vle osu tachtoina. What does it mean? Shenishtatfu bnei tachtoina ibnei hal yoina, so that the people who live in the lower gizutra, they participated with the people who live in the upper one. Lasis mechitza bel yoina, to make the wall on the top one, below also betachtoina, but they didn't do on the bottom one. So then shteim asuris achi yarvu, they are both prohibited unless they make an erv. Shekiv on shebnei hatachtoina shutofim mechitza zushel yoina, since those who are in the lower level are partners in the wall of the one above, Isrim Aleihem, they prohibit on the Elyoina, because they have partners in there. There's two people, two rights for two people. Vim also the Tachtoina, and if they made just for the bottom one, the Loy also the Elyoina, the walls. So even though the upper one doesn't have a partnership in the wall of the bottom one, also shtei masura, they're still both asur. Hayoina asura, the upper one is asur, sharein lo mechitza, doesn't have a wall. Batachtoina hayil v'yesh derech lil yoina leho, since the upper one has a passageway through the bottom one, shegami malas mayim shom, because that also, she also draws water from there. So what's happening here is there's two holes. And the top one and the bottom one, they're both one under the other one. The only thing is they're making the walls. The hole is in both of them. That's how you pull the water. So you pull it through that hole. That's like a sort of a pipe or a duct over there that you use that to pull the water, but you have to be matir through the mechitzas that you build on top of it to make it reshus hayochid. So if you made it just on the just on the bottom one, so he says al yoyna asura, the upper one be also sharing the mechitza, it doesn't have mechitza at all. Vatachtoina hoil viyesh derech liyoyna al yoyna, because the upper one pulls the water also through the hole of the bottom one. Shegam himalas mayim shom, she also fills the water through there. I said it's Allah, it asked that she arvim until they make an interview with it. But animili, this is only said kishik shdeya zutrois muflogis umizu, that these two porches are separated, are far from one from another. One is higher than the other one. She has given you tvachim a yisem zulazu. There is a height of 10 tvachim, one between one and the other. Avlim shteim betech yud, but if they're both within 10 tvachim, afilu also shteim mechitza. Even if they both will make a wall, laolam yisad azu azu achi arvu. They will always prohibit one on the other until they make an erev. But if it's more than yutzvachim and they're separate rishuyos and they're made for both, so then because they're separate rishuyos, even though it's a derech aleihem, the upper one goes through there. But since that would be, I think that would be like they drissa regel beheter, because they made, they're in their own rishus. So walking through the bottom one would not require an eruv, like the Stam Mishnah before, like the opinion that's brought down earlier. I have to look this up also. All right, Mishnah test. Also, shibchusim arba ames, a yard which is less than four ames. And shevchim b'teichem mayim b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to pour in it, in the yard, water on Shabbos, because the yard is too small to soak up all the water, and it goes out of the house. And aliyim kein, unless also lo iko mechazekes uko mechazekes osayim, unless you made a pit which can hold two saw of water, minanekev ulamata, from the hole till the bottom, beimi bachutz, whether you made the pit outside in the street by the wall of the yard, beimi b'fnim, or you made it inside of the yard, elashem bachutz. But if you make it outside, tzarich likmoid, you have to make a roof over the pit, beimi b'fnim. If you make it inside, and tzarich likmoid, you don't have to make a roof. Says the Bar Tanura, ein shevchim l'toychamayim. If the yard was less than four ames, don't pour in that yard mayim b'Shabbos, water Shabbos. The bedal of the ames, because the four ames hamayim shodim also l'shtamish b'chol yoyim, the water that a person is used to, going to use them every day, nivloim, they will be absorbed, swallowed shom b'koyimim, in their place. Ve'en yoytzim l'shus rabim, they don't go out to the public area. Pachos bedal of the ames, less than four ames, ein nivloim b'koyimim, they do not get swallowed into the place. Ve'yoytzim l'shus rabim, and they go out to the public domain. Unless he makes an uka, uka is a guma, he makes a hole. Machzek is a sign that holds two saws. Because a person is destined to use two saw of water every day. From the hole and below, so that the hollow area of this uka, of this hole, should hold machzek sasayim. Prior to the water reaching the hole, shal svasa, which is on the top on the lip, shaboy mekalchem shurab. Through there, it would run off into the shurab. You can do that bein mifnim bein mechutz. Bein shaso uka mechutzer, whether he makes this hole in the yard, bein shaso b'shurab, or does it in the public domain. The only difference is that if he does it outside, tzarech likmoid, he has to make lasis. Allah can mean kippah. He has to make on it like a cover, mechusim elamaylo, from above. Kidei shetehei chalukim rishus rabim. So that should separate it from the rishus rabim. Mishnah Yud. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Eimer. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, biv. That's a pit that the water, the person keeps the water that runs into the rishus rabim. Shukomet arba ames rishus rabim, that is covered with a roof for ames in rishus rabim. You can put in there the water on Shabbos, because that water becomes absorbed in the four ames. Even a roof, a chotzer, or a yard, which is 100 ames, he should not put
on the beef into this pit. But he can pour from one roof to the other roof, and the water goes by itself to the pit. If there is a yard with a porch, so the yard, the achsadre is a roof that is four posts, doesn't have any walls. So the yard with the achsadre mitzarf lava ames, they can be combined to make four ames. So if between the two of them there's four ames, you can pour water in the yard and in the achsadre and in that area, the area of the achsadre. Says the Bartanura, beef, that is a charitz, it's a hole also that's made kedeshi kalecha mayim, that the sheshevich mechotzer shusarabim, that the water should run off that you pour in the yard into the public area. V'ukomod, and that it has a cover b'meshach dal damus shusarabim at the extent of four ames in shusarabim. The b'dal damus in four ames yeshir livloy b'usosayim, there's enough to swallow up the two so of water mayim shod mestabik kol yom that a person uses every day. So then, shevichim l'toichem mayim b'Shabbos, you can pour water in Shabbos, the time of mayim, because the water will be absorbed. When yitzim rishus rabim, they won't go out to the public domain. Chachamim says that even gag v'chotzer, which is 100 ame over the beef, leish b'chapi beef, the kiv on the begavei shofich, since he pours it right in there, mekalchil lehedya. It runs off directly. It goes out to Shusarabim. And one who sees says that he poured it close to its exit to the Shusarabim. So don't pour it directly into the pit, because from the pit it looks like it runs off. It'll run off. So you have to put it on the roof, and then the water goes down to the beam. Then the Mishnah says, "Achotzer va'achsadre mitzarf la'ba ames." The chotzer and the achsadre can combine to make for ames. In yard v'chotzer im achsadre da'al damas. If in the yard together the achsadre, there's four ames before ames mitzarf, they can be combined. Umuter lishpech l'toich ha'mayim, and you're permitted to pour water in it into the chotzer and achsadre. Ve'in tzarich uka, and then you don't require that hole for it to fall into that hole. Mishnah Yudalef. Chayishtei diyutoi, same thing, is two porches in one yard. Zukenegetzu, one next to each other. And the yard is not large for ames. Miktsosom, part of the people that live in the porch, also uka made a pit in the yard. Miktsosom, some people that live on the other side of the porch, also uka did not make a pit. As also uka, those who made the pit, mutorim, are permitted to pour water, those who did not make the pit, asurim, are not permitted to put water in the yard, and not in the other one's pit, unless they make a native. Says the Bartanura, if we have two diutois, that is aliyus, those are elevated areas, upper floor, zukeneged zu, one opposite the other, v'chotze p'sucha p'chusa medal damas lifneim, and these an a yard which is less than four ames that is open for them. They would dump their water there. So part of the bnei yuta achas, some people who live on one side of the porch, also uka b'chotzer, they made a hole in the yard. Ubnei acheres, and the people who live in the other yuta also did not make. So it says the one who made can pour into the uka. They're prohibited to pour into that uka calls manshele irvo, as long as they did not make an erev. The ishor is to lahani al yidei uka lahanich, if you're going to allow the other people through the hole that these people make, also lafuki money ima shevchim and abotim, they're going to come to take out also garments with the pour that they pour out from the houses, or the ridum lachotzer behedya, to bring them down to the yard directly, at svasa uka, by till the edge of the uka biraglein with their feet, but they will be moving in a chotzer that they did not make an eruv. So the actual pouring itself, there's not a problem, but the taking down and walking with them, that would be a problem. This concludes the 8th chapter of Masechta Erevin.